Good morning, traders. This is your morning brief for January 31st, 2026 at 7 a.m. We have four key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. The stock market recently tested critical support levels, signaling a broader risk-off shift as gold and silver saw dives. Looking ahead, investors are bracing for another jam-packed earnings week that will feature reports from major players like Google, the search engine giant, chipmaker AMD, pharmaceutical powerhouse Eli Lilly, e-commerce and cloud leader Amazon, and data analytics firm Palantir. This wave of earnings is expected to provide crucial insights into corporate health amidst the current market dynamics, and traders will be closely watching these reports for direction. Next up, update 2. This upcoming earnings season continues to dominate headlines, with several Magnificent Seven companies slated to report. We're keeping an eye on earnings results from tech and media giants, including Alphabet, the parent company of Google, Amazon, the e-commerce and cloud services leader, and entertainment behemoth Disney. Beyond earnings, there's a significant Senate hearing scheduled to delve into streaming giant Netflix's potential buyout bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. Also on the macroeconomic front, next Friday, February 6th, will bring the highly anticipated January jobs report, which will offer critical clues about the health of the labor market and its implications for monetary policy. Now for update number 3. Shifting gears to a specific biotech success story, Guardant Health is back in the spotlight after securing FDA approval for its Guardant 360 CDx liquid biopsy, now cleared as a companion diagnostic for BRAF V600E mutant metastatic colorectal cancer. Adding to the good news, the company also announced a multi-year collaboration with pharmaceutical giant Merck. These significant regulatory and partnership developments have fueled an impressive run for Guardant Health shares, which were recently trading at $114.04. The stock has seen a robust 11.65% return over the past 30 days and an astounding 142.74% total shareholder return over the last year, demonstrating strong investor confidence in its innovative oncology solutions. Our last story, update 4. Turning our attention to alternative investments, the private credit market has seen some turbulence recently, with a spotlight on borrower failures. Notably, asset management giant BlackRock disclosed a 19% write-down in the net asset value of loans held by BlackRock TCP Capital, one of the business development companies, or BDCs, that private credit firms offer to individual investors. Despite these recent setbacks and ice buckets of bad news, the overall trend indicates that cash continues to flow steadily into private credit. Many established BDCs boast diversified portfolios and credit loss histories that are comparable to, or even better than, other traditional debt categories, suggesting a resilient segment of the market despite specific challenges. That concludes all four updates in your morning brief for January 31st, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainheart.com.